Hello, everyone. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're going to do some healings tonight. This show is all about physical healings from the light ship, with the light beings working on you. These healings are normally instantaneous, so we have a wonderful show, and we'll do healings near the latter part, probably the last half an hour or so of the show. So with me tonight again is my co-host, Sylvia, and she's been in the holistic health field for over 30 years. She's had restaurants in Hawaii, and she's a consultant now for a healthier lifestyle. And she can connect with you if you like. Just email me, and she'll talk to you about your diet. And if you have a restaurant, I'm sure she can give you some advice there on how to rearrange your menu. So, Sylvia, are you online?
I am. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here tonight, and we just had a...
I think Sylvia is off the air here. Maybe you can give her a jingle back, Don. Okay, are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you on my phone, so yeah, we got you.
Okay, great. Little technical difficulty there.
So, you want to describe the show tonight?
Yes. Actually, the specific subject that we're going to be talking with today is using the spiritual teachings from the Creation Lightship in our daily lives. And we had a very interesting question the other day from one of our listeners in Canada about how to integrate the healing sessions that we do on the light ship into our daily lives. And we will be addressing that by discussing the central message that the light beings have been expressing recently about what they really want all of us to understand about spirituality. So I think tonight Ron has a very special message for us from the light ship about their intentions for this radio broadcast, and we're going to talk about that as well as bring you a brand new experience that the light ship started bringing to us in our program last Friday night, which is wonderful, so please stay tuned for that. Now, I think that the central theme that's coming across lately, Ron, if you agree, is that the light beings really want this radio show to help people to understand their own divinity, and the fact that it's vital that we really reconnect to our own divinity by going within ourselves, our own spiritual connection, rather than looking outside of ourselves for spiritual truths. Would you like to speak about that for a little bit?
Yeah, the concerns that they have is that a lot of people have a belief that there's a God outside of yourself that you need to pray to and to worship. And then as you do that, then you will get, like, favors by this energy outside of yourself to help you out in your daily life. And the light ship, since it is creation itself, there's really no such thing. It's just energy that is used to create with. This is what they produced. They have never created a God that people pray to. And this may be hard for people to kind of understand because, like myself, I was raised a Lutheran, and which is like a flip side of the coin of being a Catholic. And it's, you know, you're taught that you have to always pray outside of yourself to something to help you out in your daily life. With the light ship, what they're saying is pray to yourself. Connect with your divine spirit. And so the light ship created your spirit, and that spirit is with you. So you are automatically connected to the light ship through your spirit. You may not have to go there yourself physically, but you are connected with that divine link. And that's that people talk about, that silver cord that they can sometimes see connecting themselves to the divine. And so the false teachings here that was instilled through all the different religious practices was mainly just to sidetrack you, to dilute your energy, to pray to something outside of yourself. And then that something outside of yourself is taking your energy. Remember, energy of thought goes somewhere. And thoughts can create a reality. And so you're creating a reality for some other being that you may want to call God to live on, your energy. And so the main thing is to connect to yourself. That's your own divinity. That's who you are. If you had no religious beliefs, then what would you do? You wouldn't be doing any praying. You would just strictly, you know, maybe wonder about how you got created without any indoctrination. And then you may even have a much better time connecting to your spirit because you won't have all these false beliefs. And at times I do think that people who have no beliefs at all in religion and who are maybe atheists probably have a better chance than people who have, you know, maybe their whole lifetime of going to church, believing that there's a God outside of themselves to worship. So the whole thing is to worship the divinity in you. And this is probably why Jesus got killed 2,000 years ago, because he was bucking the whole system. He was bucking, you know, the standard system of praying and giving money to the church and everything else, everything outside of yourself. His teaching was very simple. Go within. That's where the kingdom is. And that still holds true today. So this is kind of what the light ship is really talking about, is to go within. And you will find these teachings, which you probably already understand, you know, in all different religions, they eventually go to that or come to it somehow. Why it wasn't omitted in the teachings in the Bible of Jesus, I don't know. Maybe there was some extra divine intervention there so that they would actually leave those teachings in. But that's the whole process, is to keep your energy to yourself. Don't court anything outside of yourself. And run your spiritual energy from your spirit into your body to help heal it and to have this experience of living life on earth here. And your spirit's with you to heal your body. And when you give your energy away to something outside of yourself, there's no way you can ask for complete healings because you're giving away your energy. And one of the conference call programs that we had, a lady mentioned, you know, we brought in this beautiful energy. And so she thought, well, gee, she asked, well, can I give my energy to the earth? And I said, well, yeah, if you want to, you can. And so she did that. And then she gave me a phone call after the session. She goes, you know, when I gave the energy to the earth, I lost all the energy that I had with me. I gave it away, not realizing that I gave away this precious energy of the divine, which was for me during the session, because we did a lot of energy work with the divine helping people. And she just gave it all away, not realizing that it was sacred just for her. And so in a sense, in one hand, she didn't accept the energy, so she gave it away, thinking that she had to help something else. Any questions there? Or that bring up anything for you, Sylvia?
Well, it does bring up something for me, which is about the subject of the energy work and the light that it brings to you. And the other day when you were talking with the light being from the ship, they said that something I found very interesting, which is that this show that we're doing should be devoted to the light. And then they actually gave a little exercise that people could do. But before we get into that, can you talk a little bit more about the light and what that is?
Yeah, the light is the creation energy itself, and the light only is in the now. And so anything that's not of the now is not of the light, because the light is continuously manifesting. And so since you're connected to the light, you also are using that energy to manifest with. And unfortunately, what's happening down here is that in the earth plane, we lost our free will. We may think we have free will because we can maybe walk 10 steps and walk out our front door, and that's in a sense free will. But we lost our free will of consciousness here. And the negative beings, we'll call them, or the off-planet negative ETs that are in the darkness. I'll use the word ETs because ET to me means something that's outside of our planet, okay? And so these energies are and have not been created by the light, and they're here to take our energy. And this is the darkness. And the darkness, and this darkness is not was not created by the light either. So the Bible is not completely correct on that. We do have a reflection of ourselves, which we have in other people. And so we can view other people and see where we are along what we want to experience. And we can have people come into our lives and go out of our lives to show us an experience that our body wants to heal. Remember, the whole process here is healing your body. And then the trade-off for your spirit is that it's able to work with you, say one-on-one, as a partner to you, to take the divine energy and to be able to create things with it. And the light doesn't care what type of creation you create, because everything is good. It doesn't judge anything. And so our judgment separates us from spiritual truth or the divine, because the divine sees us strictly as perfect all the time. And what happens is that when we start judging, then we have problems, and our body is filled full of these judgments from our ancestors, and that's what we're cleaning away and clearing off during this show, and what we should be doing continuously in our life so we can have our body live longer. And so, and I will say, people may think, well, gee, how do you live life without judging? Well, it's not judgment, it's discernment. It's just be able to stand back in the neutral space and observe what's happening. And what someone else is going through, that's perfectly all right, because this is what their body has chosen to do at this time. Not necessarily through some negative karma of being a bad person in a past life. It's just that the body now is choosing to heal a situation from block energy, from the thinking of your ancestors. And that can go back, you know, many, many lifetimes. Remember, you're not brand new as far as your body, you know. There's, you know, people have recall of maybe Atlantis times, you know, that was about 20,000 years ago. And so this recall is what you bring forth from the body information by reading your body, and that can also be explained and told to us as maybe unexplained fears that we may have about going somewhere or recognizing a certain location or saying, man, I think I've been there before, you know. And that's because the body has that remembrance of that scenario.
Well, that's very interesting, and brings up a lot of other questions, I think, about how past life energies can affect us. But maybe that's a topic for the next show. But back to the subject of light. So basically, what I understand from what you said is that by working with our own spirit, connecting to our own divinity, that's how we fill ourselves with the light, and that's how we tap into that energy and that creation force that we use to create within our lives. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And going outside of yourself, then what you're doing is tapping into the energy that the Masters brought here from the Galactic Federation. So the Galactic Federation is like it's kind of like the UN. We'll just use that terminology. And there's many, many races on this, I'll just use the word panel now. So we have a panel of different types of races, and they're here to help us out spiritually for the people living here on this planet. And they've also seeded the planet with different types of races. This is why we have people who are brown-colored and black-colored and, you know, white-colored, and this is why we probably have, you know, different color hair. So we're actually, and the Oriental people, they're normally, their faces look a little different, you know, and they're shorter. So we have different races of people here that were brought here by extraterrestrial races. Now, initially, those extraterrestrial races had to somehow create a body. And so what they did, they used the light ship on some planet, so some spirit decided to create a life form, and that was brought to some planet. And then from there, it got transferred here, just making it very, very simple. And so there are beings that look like the different races here on other planets. So if you see like a person who is, say, Oriental, there's probably a planet somewhere out there full of Oriental people. And if you see like a North American Indian, there's probably a planet somewhere with North American Indians there. And if you see the people from Africa, there's a place that there's people from Africa on. So these are all brought here for a certain reason to inhabit our planet. And they were brought here by the different, I'll use the word extraterrestrial races. And they may have engineered it slightly different through genetics because they're much more advanced than we are. But aside from that, we were planted here. But the original body was a divine body created from the creation light ship. What their technologies have done since that time, I really can't talk about, and I may not even have that information. But regardless, we're here now, and we have different life forms here, just like we have life forms of, say, a deer and a lion and a bird and a caterpillar. Okay, they're all different life forms that were brought here. And so we're here to work in harmony with each other. Now, what happens is that in order to have us kind of understand the light a little bit more, our masters came down from the creation light ship, and their home base, we'll say, was the Galactic Federation, or some say division of that. Remember, there's a hierarchy there, okay? And people talk about the spiritual hierarchy. And so somehow these beautiful light beings came down, and as you drop down in frequency, you tend to take on more baggage, or you start losing some of your consciousness. So the ones that were truly plugged into the light ship came here, and they had problems because the Federation did not want them to speak their total truth of how, we'll say, the universe works, or how to connect to the light ship over again and your spirit to have your full energy brought to you. And so a lot of those teachings were adulterated and changed. There are truths in all religions, but until the light ship came here a couple of years ago, the most you can get out of the Federation was about 20% truth. So by that, what I'm saying is the light ship transmitted 100% of its light to the Federation, and they would only accept 20% of that. And so what you have then is, with the same token there, you have 20% of light energy coming here and 80% of darkness or non-truth. And so when the masters came here to speak their truth, they're only getting enough energy to allow them to speak 20% truth. And this is why we're in the state that we are, because the Galactic Federation chose not to align 100% to the creation light ship, which is 100% creation energy. And so what happened was, throughout time, these energies became distorted. They changed some of their meanings on what was happening. They carried normally the same type of philosophies, but there's always something a little strange with it. And you hear about certain maybe masters who came here, and you hear about their good deeds for one or two people, but yet, you know, someone else dies, you know. And the light does not deal with killing things. Everything is for creation, to experience creativity. And so there's just a lot of misinformation out there. But basically, if the Galactic Federation was in 100% light, we would not have wars today. We would not have famine. We'd definitely not have the bad weather that we've had. Whenever you see dark clouds in the sky, those clouds are normally negative ships that are up there. They won't be physical, but they will be a cloud ship. And so, and you can also see them at times too. So what you want to do is notice that, because they're that close to us. These awful negative ET beings, I don't want to get too negative here, but they may only be 1,000 feet from us up in the sky, okay? Or maybe, 5,000 feet. So you have to realize and watch up in the sky, and you start seeing these cloud formations of these ships. So the light ships do not cause a formation, only the ones that are here to control us mentally. And so our whole planet is infested with these negative beings coming here, working with our consciousness through mind control. And so people talk about governments and how awful they are and how they're doing weird things to us. Well, they're in a sense being controlled by these negative beings. A lot of people, in fact, anybody who goes to war, I don't want to get on a pedestal here, but anybody knows internally that they shouldn't kill anybody else. And so that's, you know, because when you kill someone else, it's like killing you. And then how do you live with that afterwards? But I won't go into that too much because that's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. But basically, the control of these negative beings, these darkness soulless beings, are what's controlling us. And so there are people that have no choice because they're controlled so much. But the light is here. You are connected to the light through your spirit. So that's why I say never go outside of yourself. And also in meditation, I never ground to the earth because I don't want to go through earth experiences, earth lessons. A lot of people use that terminology to ground to the earth so you stay in your body. Well, being in your body is one thing. Grounding to the earth is completely different. That's a whole different scenario. You know, that's like putting a negative energy cord out to something. So you want to normally just connect to who you are, your light, your spirit. So connect to your heart center. Ask your spirit to help you. And most people never even talk to their spirit. They don't even know they have a spirit in them. They talk about spirituality, but they don't know where it resides. And so always go to your spirit. This is my whole philosophy, is to get into your body, connect to your spirit, and that's basically it. And it's all very simple to do. And don't go outside of yourself, connecting to energy vortexes, doing attunements outside of yourself where teachers take you to different parts of the universe, or going to the astral plane, or strange places, or you know, going back with past attunements that was created, you know, in the long distance past, you know. And then there's people doing soul transplants where they take your soul out of your body, and they're supposed to clean it off, and it's supposed to be divinely done. You know, you have one spirit that came to your body to do this, and your body is perfectly in the divine. So you want to have yourself completely whole and complete. So you don't want to have anybody messing with your energetic system with, like, you know, having your soul replaced or something by something else, because it's already the divine and it's connected to you. So the main thing is connect to your spirit, and that'll be connected to the light ship. And from there, you're on your spiritual path, and you have all the energy that you're ever going to need. So.
That's wonderful, wonderful information for us that we can apply every day. I think that's just beautiful. And it reminds me of something that was said the other night when you were kind of downloading information from the light beings, that they said that I just thought was so tremendously beautiful. I wrote it down, and I'd actually like to read it now. And for anyone who's listening, this is a statement that did come directly from the light being. So just sit back and imagine that you're having a conversation with one of the divine light beings right now, and that they're asking you these questions or giving you this statement right now, and I'll read to you what they said. Do you cherish or love your spirit? Do you know your spirit? Do you talk or connect with your spirit? Do you walk with your spirit, or do you walk with your ego, your shadow self? The only way that you can know the divine is through your spirit. The divine can only help you through your spirit. Ron, I know that statement and those questions really deeply touched something in my heart when I heard that. And it really gave me that certainty that I can connect to the divine if I go through my own spirit. And they said something else, which was that they really want people to start to feel that connection strongly for themselves, so that they don't get pulled off of it by people giving them some false information, or perhaps, you know, mind control and different things that are happening. So they actually did that exercise the other night, where they gave us that few minutes of space where they were able to put a white light tunnel around us to completely block out those negative mind control patterns and other things, so that each of us could actually sit there and just experience that feeling of being connected to ourselves and going within to get our own truth. So can we take a few minutes again tonight to do that before we head up to the ship for a healing session?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So just kind of sit back and relax. We're going to first take away some entities here. And entities should not be with us. These are emotional bodies of people who've passed on. Some are easy to remove. Some are much more complicated. Depends how much they're ingrained in you. Asking them to leave doesn't always work because they don't obey spiritual law. And they don't always listen to your words, okay? And so it's like talking to something with a different language. But some will actually leave you. If you don't have the particular itinerary that one day of them trying to control your life, then they won't be with you typically. But, you know, asking them to leave, and that's another whole show session on entities and things like that, because they'll only work with the consciousness that you have at the time. People ask me all the time, and I'm still doing entity clearings for everyone. They say, what do I do for protection? And people say, well, I use the white light. I use Archangel Michael. I put the bottom flame around me. And, yeah, that will work to a certain extent until something decides to override that system. And when they do that, then at that point, those energies are no longer working. And the sad thing is that the light has to catch up with all of these darkness energies to figure out what they're doing, because they didn't create it. So they have a whole different formula, a whole different mathematical formula on how they can creep into our energy systems. And so the light has to actually look in retrospect and see what it's doing in order to combat these energies. And that's a whole other show that I could talk about. So the only way to protect yourself is to get your spirit fully into your body. That is your protection. Everything else that you're calling upon will work to a certain extent, and then they may even want to wean you off, because at that point you've outgrown some of their consciousness. Or you might be working with a divine being that might be on the fourth dimensional level, and the darkness may come into you on the fifth dimensional level, and the divine being that you're working with has no clue of what's happening on the fifth dimension. And so at that point, it's useless to you. Remember, they go down to different dimensions, through different dimensions, and each time they lose some of their energy, their spiritual energy. And that, again, is a whole different show here. So right now, we're going to bring more of you to your body. So the only way to protect yourself truly is to have your spirit with you, so that nothing else can come into your body. Here we go. We're going to count to 10. You can just kind of close your eyes and breathe if you like. And you're going to feel the presence of you coming into yourself here, more of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a little heavier in your body. As your spirit comes back to you, you're going to feel heavier. And if you have a mirror around, look into a mirror, and you're going to be able to feel this beautiful energy looking back at you. Your eyes should look a little bit brighter. So what we're going to have now is the light ship's going to come to us right now and put this beautiful white light tunnel around us, which is going to take us out of the mind control. And they can hold this space for probably a few minutes for us here. So figure about 3 minutes, you're going to be connected directly to your spirit. You need to go into your heart center, so we're going to bring you down there now. So again, think of an elevator from your head down to your heart. We're going to take your awakening consciousness. You could use the word ego. You could use the word your thoughts inside of your head. So whatever you think with and whatever you use to talk with, that's going into your heart right now. So here we go, your personality. So we're dropping down. Think of an elevator with a little arrow. A triangle going down now, so it's going down from 10, 10th floor, we'll say, to the 9th, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the heart. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, now we're going to have the light ship come to you, and they're going to put this beautiful white light tunnel around you, and you can be able to now connect with your spirit energy, and you're going to feel your body getting freed up from this mind control that's here on this planet, brought to us by the Galactic Federation and all the negative beings that are there working through them, with them, and also external to them. Remember, they're here to help us and to safeguard us, and they're not doing a very good job. So the light ship now is going to show you what it's like to be in connection with your true self. So again, sit back and relax, and it's starting right now. They're building this little tunnel around you here, and it'll expand out. It'll probably be about 10 foot in diameter around you, and they'll hold this space for you. And it's starting now. We'll just let you hear some music for a little bit here. And again, just kind of concentrate on this beautiful energy. Okay, so you can just kind of sit back now and contemplate what you've experienced here. And know that whenever you created a miracle in your life, that was you connecting with your spirit. Nothing outside of yourself can help you. And your spirit does these beautiful things for you. And when you're in the present moment, time stops. And that's where the light ship works. That's the light only works in the now. And you experience that energy when time has stopped. So what we're going to do right now is some water charging. So if you would like to get just one glass of water, typically like 8 to 10 ounces is very adequate. Anything more than that will be probably diluted because you don't want to charge more than that because a light ship can only charge so much water at one time. I have a special program where you can charge, a lot more than that. But this evening, because of the short time and what they're doing, they'll charge one glass of water for you. So go get a glass of water. And also scroll down on your monitor screen, connect to my show, go down on the home page and go down, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam. If you're not there, just click on Wednesday night, Creation Lightship Healing, and it will bring you to my home page. And then scroll down, and this beautiful light beam is beneath the flower. And I'm going to do that right now here as we speak here. And so for myself, I'm at the days of all of my shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And there's a flower, and underneath that is this beautiful light beam, and she's going to help charge this water for us here. So she's willing to come into this photograph with her divine energy. And again, just sit back and relax. And she's going to start right now. And this energy now is coming into this photograph. And what I'd like you to do is just place a glass of water in front of you, maybe on a table or wherever it's comfortable for you to have it. And you want to put one hand on each side of this glass of water. And if you watch the photograph now, you're going to see her energy field change around her head. These beautiful light rays are being emitted with different vibrations now. You're going to see her eyes become brighter. You're going to probably even see her smile a little bit if you look at her. And she's becoming a little more human and also three-dimensional. So she's doing this to this photograph. And she says it'll take another 20 seconds for her to be integrated fully and completely with it here. And this will work on the archives, so if you want to do it on the archives, you can. The lightship healings will not work on the archives because of the abductions that people have had here with the negative ETs. And that's only because the Galactic Federation allows them to be here to do this process with us, which is very, very sad for them not to hold our bodies precious to us. Okay, take your hand around your glass of water. And she's going to start to energize it. So just kind of relax now, and you may feel your hands pulsate. This takes about a minute to do. So you may feel kind of a oneness with the water. You may feel the energies now moving through your fingers into the water. And just kind of enjoy this here. I'll put some music on so you can have an experience with this process here. Yeah, I can feel my hands buzzing right now, and I just love watching the beautiful light beam here on the screen. It's very, very heartwarming as she connects with us here, and I love watching and moving my head back and forth in front of my monitor. Her eyes track with me as I move back and forth, and you can see the beautiful white light coming out of her. So I'd like everyone right now just to kind of take their water now and have a sample taste of it and just see how it tastes to you. And I'm having some right now. So how's your water taste, Sylvia?
You know, it's interesting how every time it tastes completely different. Last time mine was very sweet, and tonight it's almost lemony.
And mine's a little thick on my side here, kind of a thick silky water. But it does change each time because they adjust the water for us personally for whatever we need in our body right now. So they'll put different light codes into it to help our body through maybe detoxifications or maybe missing some life force energy, and they'll put that life force energy into the water for us. So what we're going to do right now is go up on the light ship, and this will only work with people listening live. And if you have any animals or pets you would like to bring with, just think of them. And don't think of any friends because they can't go up with you unless they're on the show itself. So right now I'm connecting with everyone that's on this BBS radio show this second. And now we're going to be going up to the light ship. And we're there right now. We went through a beautiful cocoon of light energy. It was still around us previously. So you may have actually felt your body kind of being freed up of different types of vibrations that were going through it. Remember, every radio wave that's out there is still going through our body, even though we're not tuned into it. So we have all the different TV channels. We have all the energy from the satellites. We have, CB radios, AM radio, FM radio, etc. So all those frequencies are going through our body. So they actually put this beautiful white light tunnel around us to prevent us from having interference so we could connect with our spirit directly. So we're having a body scan right now, and we're going into the orientation room. Remember, we're at free choice. The light ship will heal us as much as they can do down here. Up there, we are healed. But the emotional traumas that we have may prevent the healing from working all the way. That's one possibility. And the other possibility is we're not in our body 100% to have all this energy come to us for healing. And then we could have, you know, different other baggage energies, past life energies, etc. There's many things, but basically on the light ship we are healed. So here we go. We're going into the first room. And this room here is seeing them wanting to work with our heart energy. So if we have any, say, heart conditions, anything with our lungs, they'll work with that also. They work with our circulatory system. So I'd like you all to request your healings. And down here we're going to bring in one of the sacred energies, divine energies. We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael here. And again, this is not his energy from the Galactic Federation, which typically is diluted about 80% in consciousness. This is the lightship energy, which is 100% essence energy of Archangel Michael. And so on our planet here, we know him as Archangel Michael. Elsewhere, he has a different name, we'll say, and he could be a different life form. But this is his first energy of creation, and this is what he's going to be coming down to us to express. So here he comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, just sit back and relax and allow this healing to take place. Request your healing inside of your head, and I'll be back in about a minute here. Again, this beautiful light being is still activated on your monitor screen, so you can also ask her for healings too. Thank you. okay, we'll go to another location on the Creation Light ship. Remember, this ship only comes here once every 2,000 years to help all sentient beings throughout the universe in the ascension process. So this is why it's here. And so again, we're going to go to another location. And this location is where you're going to have your physical body pain released from you. So just again, request your healing. And we're going into this beautiful room where these light beings are to help us. And here we go. And we'll bring in another divine energy down here. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And request your healing. Okay, we're going to now go to another location on the Creation Light ship, and we're going into a beautiful swimming pool. This is filled full of that liquid light energy water. It's silver and sparkles like diamonds. This is a similar water that they produce down here at Lourdes, France, with Saint Bernadette and Mother Mary. The water does not touch your skin, and you can breathe underwater perfectly fine. And coming to us now are the divine light doctors. They're the light beings that are dolphins in appearance. This will be their next incarnation appearance, and they're going to be here to help us. So, again, request your healing, and I'll bring the dolphin energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so again, sit back and relax and request your healings. Thank you. Okay, we'll go to another location before we come back. And this location is where you're going to be seeing your spirit. Remember, your spirit was created on the creation light ship, so they're going to allow you to have this experience. So we're going into this very, very special room. This is your own room, and you're going to be watching and looking at your spirit. So here we go. We're in this room, and it's coming to you right now, and I'll count to 10 as it walks into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax and know that you're being connected to the divine part of you right now. Okay, and we'll just kind of hold this connection here for a little bit here. And we're now going back to the orientation room. And this room is where you're thanking your doctors for this beautiful healing that you had tonight. And your animals and pets are coming to you. And we only have about a minute more on our show here, so we need to come to a close. We'll be on again on Friday and also Saturday. So we thank all of you for coming aboard and experiencing this beautiful divine energy that created you. And so we're now coming back here right now. And now you're here. And this beautiful light beam will be activated still for the next half an hour if you want to request additional healing. So you'll be activated to do this. And you want to say anything, Sylvia?
Oh, I want to say thank you so much for that beautiful healing experience. And I'd just like to remind everyone the message from the light beings that we heard tonight and throughout the coming week. Walk with your spirit and commune with your spirit and stay connected through your spirit to your own divinity every day. And maybe, Ron, you might have a coming conference call this Friday to tell people about?
Yes, I do many conference calls. If you want to give me a call on my toll-free line, you can. It's 877-384-3257. You can connect with me on my website also, creationlightship.com. And blessings to all of you. I don't want to run over time here. So anyway, hope you all had your wonderful healings this evening. And remember, walk and talk with your spirit. Go to your heart center. This is your own divinity. Nothing outside of yourself can heal you but your own spirit. So we'll see you later, and hopefully we'll connect with you this coming Friday. Thank you all. And blessings to all of you.
Blessings.